Undercover Officer Costigan is posing as an inmate. He befriends Fitzy, who is in jail for kidnapping. While in jail, Costigan questions Fitzy about a completely separate crime, a murder, which Fitzy confesses to. At Fitzy's murder trial, he moves to suppress his confession as a violation of his Miranda rights. How should the court rule? The court should deny the motion and admit the confession, because Fitzy was not in custody during the interrogation. Recall that the trigger for Miranda warnings is a custodial interrogation. A person is considered to be in custody when they reasonably feel that they are not free to end the questioning, and they are in an environment of police domination and coercion. In our example, this coercive environment was absent because Fitzy thought he was talking to a fellow jail inmate. Since the custody prong of the Miranda requirement was not present, Officer Costigan was not required to read Fitzy his Miranda rights, and the confession will be admissible. Note that the Sixth Amendment right to counsel does not apply in this example, because that right is offense-specific, meaning it provides no protection for uncounseled interrogation of uncharged criminal activity. Fitzy is in jail for kidnapping, but he was questioned about a completely different crime, the murder. Had Costigan questioned Fitzy about the kidnapping, this likely would have violated Fitzy's Sixth Amendment right to counsel.